It's a Carnegie Commission, really, that's endowed for that purpose, and Clark spends all of his time trying to figure out how to improve the learning processes in higher education. Which is perhaps a task as large as Vietnam.
and the particular phase of interest to Southeast Asia has born out of that?
No, it is not. That's a separate. Clark is involved personally. He and a fellow named Roy Prosterman, who is a professor of law at the University of Washington, and I originally got together, and Roy drafted the Land Reform Act that was passed by the Vietnamese legislature and put into effect by President Thieu. Land reform was way down the list on as far as USAID and as far as the State Department.
Hello, Paris, New York. Would you please ring a number in Paris? B. Benjamin E. Edward L. London. What? Thank you.
I don't hear a ring, do you?
No, but it's not all the time you can hear it.
Go ahead, Miss Young.
Thank you very much. Hello, United States calling Mr. Dwen Me.
Hello?
Mr. Dwen Vin Me, please.
This about a key?
Do you speak English?
Huh?
Do you speak English? Hello? Paris? I don't think that helped. Hello? Hello, Paris?
Where?
A United States calling Mr. Dwen Vin Me. Yes?
You're from...
New York.
Mr. Martin, what city are you calling from?
In Dallas.
Mr. Martin from Dallas, Texas is calling.
Mr. Martin?
Mr. Murphy Martin, yes.
Mr. Martin from Dallas, Texas?
Right.
Yes.
Are you
still talking?
Mr. Mingvi is not here.
When do you expect him?
I don't know. When he's back?
One moment, sir. Mr. Martin, would you speak to anyone else there?
Perhaps I can talk with the gentleman there, yes.
Yes. Sir?
What?
Paris? Would you speak to Mr. Martin? Hello? Will you speak to Mr. Martin?
I cannot speak English. I can't speak English not very well.
One moment, Mr. Martin. The gentleman doesn't speak English very well.
But perhaps he can understand. Let me try to talk with
All
him.
All right, Mr. Martin. Mr. Martin?
Hello, Mr. Lei Chan?
Can you speak French?
No, I do not speak French very well, Mr. Lei Chan. How are you?
I can't speak English. I speak English. It's very bad.
Well, maybe you... Do you understand me?
Go ahead, please.
Very good. I talked with someone at your delegation last week.
Yes?
And they asked that I contact...
Yes?
your delegation at Le Verrier. I did this by airmail requesting a meeting as a result of what we discussed last week. I'm wondering, since I was told last week that no one at Le Verrier would speak English on the telephone, if you could check to see if they had received the letter and if perhaps we could make the appointment for sometime next week.
We have not yet received the letter.
At Le Verrier, you have not?
You have sent at what day?
I sent the letter last week.
Last week?
Airmail.
Airmail.
To number 2 Rue Le Verrier.
Ah, Rue 2 Le Verrier. It is our...
your delegate general.
Delegation, yes. Mr. Martin.
Yes.
Please ask our general delegation.
Well, and the...
number is...
I have that. I have that, but the gentleman that I spoke with at this number, where I am now talking with you, last week... said that he could check to see if the letter was received, and that's the reason that I am calling, to see if perhaps they could check, because there has been another development that I think you would be interested in, and I'm trying to arrange the meeting as quickly but as quietly as possible.
Please, what is...
I was speaking too rapidly. I'm sorry.
Please.
I will speak more slowly.
30 minutes, please. 30 minutes, please.
Okay. Yes.
Can you repeat what you have said?
Yes, I will.
Can you get it?
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Last week,
yeah.
I spoke with someone at your delegation at Choisy.
Yes, yes.
And he suggested, after I told him why I felt that we had something of mutual interest and a meeting might be worthwhile, he suggested that I contact by cable or letter your delegate general's office at number 2 Rue Le Verrier.
Yes, okay.
This I did with a letter,
yes,
which left here a week ago yesterday,
yes,
by air mail.
Yes.
I think perhaps there has been time for the letter to be received,
yes,
at Rue Le Verrier, and because there has been time, and because of a new development which I think might add more import to the possibility of a meeting, I am calling to check to see if perhaps your delegate general or anyone of your delegation, so named by whomever names them, could meet with me sometime next week in Paris. Very quietly. I would only be interested in the meeting if we were assured that there would be no publicity, no press surrounding it.
Ask our general delegation about that.
Well, I understand, though, Mr. Le Chen, that they do not speak English there on the telephone. They're instructed not to speak English on the telephone. And that is the reason I am calling you again, to see if perhaps you could check with them, since they are instructed not to speak English on the phone, because it would be most difficult for them to accept my call unless someone from your delegation advised them to in advance. I would be happy to call them, don't misunderstand. I would be happy to call them directly.
So you suggest that They receive you next week?
They should have it by now.
In Paris?
Yes, and I would like to see if I can meet with them in Paris next week, yes.
But concretely, you suggest to meet them at what day?
Any time. They can name the date.
Any time next week?
Any time or next week or the week after, as soon as possible. But I think it is to their advantage that we meet as soon as possible. If, and all of this is predicated on the fact, if there is interest on their part in what I will have to say.
Tomorrow I will inquire about our general delegation, about his opinion about that. And
could you by chance inquire?
Perhaps I can give you the answer in the afternoon.
Could you possibly do that this afternoon?
This afternoon, because it is not easy now. The time of work is over. And I cannot phone them this evening.
I see.
I only can phone him this tomorrow morning.
Can I give you
the answer on the afternoon?
Can I give you a telephone number then where I will be reachable tomorrow and you can call me collect?
It is better that you call me again at this time tomorrow afternoon.
At this time tomorrow?
Yes.
Very good.
Tomorrow afternoon.
I will call you at this time then, and let me add, Mr. Le Chen, I cannot overemphasize that there is, I think, new development, new thinking, more along the lines of what we have interpreted in our conversations with you in the past, that would make what we have to discuss of interest to your delegation or whomever you think we should meet with. And because of that, plus the fact that what we have to discuss does not, and let me repeat, does not necessitate that we be involved directly at any time. We would not have to be involved directly with it. You could name whomever you would like to be involved directly with it, and it could be done if you so desire. And because of that, and because of the overall nature, I do think if we can meet very privately and quietly, I would not be interested in coming there unless we could meet very quietly and privately.
So I will report it to our friends in the general delegation and give you answer tomorrow afternoon.
Very good. I will call you at that time. Is this Mr. Le Chen?
Mr. Le Chen? Yes, I will inform Mr. Le Chen.
Tell him I said hello when you see him. Tell him, give him my best regards.
Yes?
When you talk.
You will talk directly to Mr. Chen?
I beg your pardon?
You should have the phone number of Mr. Chen?
Yes, I have that. But I just wanted you to give him my regards.
Yes. So I will transmit.
Very good. Whom should I ask for when I call tomorrow, when I talk with you? What is your name?
You call Duc, D-U-C.
Duc.
Yes.
Very good. Mr. Duc, I will call for you tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, but I speak English not very well.
Oh, I think you speak very well. It's nice to talk with you, and I'll call you again at the same hour tomorrow, and I hope that as soon as we can get together next week that we will.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Critical.
They will tie in immediately to a release.
Yeah.
I haven't said that well, but I'm sure they're hoping that he will say something that will say, okay, I will do this, and I will expect the prisoners back by Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen the text. I don't believe it's even been written yet.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe it's. I'm confident it's not going to be that type of thing. I'm sure, and I'm doing everything in my power to make certain that a good, strong statement on the POWMIA is in the speech.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid that the families are hoping for something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be there.
Why couldn't we, with words, back them into a corner for a change, Don, by making some sort of offer, if the other side will do X plus double X?
Well, I don't know. That
put the burden on them, then.
Well, I think...
Of course, I'm looking at a particular part of the problem here.
Yeah, that's the problem. I am, too. And I feel that the president is not going to come out with a thing concrete along those lines about the prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
But, so my point was that I think after the speech, we'll see what the reaction is, and we may need some help. I don't know what Hope and those people could do.
Do you know if anyone has ever approached Hope, or
yes,
if he's ever thought about taking requesting permission to take a show in there at Christmas time?
I don't know whether he's done that or not, but I know we talked to Hope has been approached on prisoner things before, and I believe he has helped on some occasions.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't been, that type of thing. You might talk to him. That might be a good gimmick.
I thought I would, at least, you put some pressure on them with it, and he could really do it, get the mileage that he requested of to bring a show like he's done for 25 years. Beg your pardon?
I heard somewhere I heard that he might not be going again this year.
Right. And that's even more beautiful because he could say he had not planned to go, but he would go for this.
Why don't you try that on? I think it's got some possibilities. It's not going to work, but as you say, it keeps the heat on the other side.
Right. And if they say, for whatever reason, they don't want him, it could be a bargaining to take some sort of entertainment or something into those guys.
Can't help but help.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Have you gotten any more flack? Did they give much coverage to Webster and or Weiss's statement?
No. The only problem we're having right now is the Sexton thing, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah.
His father is a very hard guy to handle, and he's keeping the thing alive.
Well, I understand somebody slipped in pajamas, got some pajamas from Fitzsimmons, a reporter for the Rocky Mountain Times, got inside the hospital, did an interview with him.
Well, that's what I understand, too.
I haven't seen the interview.
I haven't either.
I know some people called, a couple of TV stations called us after Sexton had made the statement that Ross had come in and said hello and, left, and wanted to know if Ross had problems, and we told him exactly as it was, that the family had said that Sexton wanted to see Ross. And that Ross merely went in and said, hello, welcome home, nice to have you back, and left. And it was nothing like an interview or what were your experiences or how did it, all of this.
Yeah.
None of that happened.
Well, this has been our main problem. The Webster thing, just as I told you, is going to slide out of sight. There's nothing to it.
Well, is it about time for Sexton to be released or have a news conference? Or?
We should have a news conference in the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
Quite honestly, I don't know the detail, why we... after.
Sure.
And
hope that it doesn't ruin the potential of that.
I don't think it will. Not now.
Yeah.
That's. I think I can safely say that.
Yeah.
And that's about the main problem we've got right now. The president, Henry Kissinger, is going to meet with the board members of the National League on the 18th at 5:00.
Mm-hmm.
And of course that will be subsequent to the speech.
Right.
And I think. That'll be a very interesting session. To say.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting a readout from these people if the president does go on Monday night, as is expected, to get the readout from the people that will be out there for this event, because that will be, the speech will come before the banquet that night.
Well, you'll be there. I'll be interested in hearing the reaction.
Right.
And if I get anything I can release in advance in a speech, I'll try to get to you.
Very good, Don.
Right.
Take care now.
Yeah, when are you coming to town?
I don't know, possibly the middle of next week.
Okay, well, give me a call, will you?
I'll do it.
Thank you.
Thank
give
you.
Give my best to Ross.
I'll do that.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Hello, Mr. Martin?
Yes, is Madam Baby on the phone? Hello, Madam Baby?
No one else until Monday.
I beg your pardon?
There's no one else who can speak English until Monday, but Madam Baby is on the line.
Very good. Madam Baby?
Hello?
This is Monsieur Martin in Dallas, Texas. Yes, my secretary is on the line. She speaks French. I do not. Would you?
She asked if you'd speak French.
Tell her I do not.
Madame Baby, je suis le secrétaire de Monsieur Murphy Martin à Dallas, au Texas.
Oui.
Oui.
Téléphoner pour quel motif?
Pardon?
Quel motif téléphone ce monsieur?
Martin, M-A...
Oui, j'ai compris le nom, mais je demande le motif de sa demande.
Ah, she wants to know why you're calling?
Yes, tell her I sent a cable and a letter, and I wanted to check to see if she had received those.
Oui. Madame? Hello, allô?
Mm?
Oui, il vous a...
Envoyé une lettre.
Oui, et avez-vous l'a reçue?
Oui. Alors écoutez, la personne qui a pu recevoir la lettre n'est pas là.
Ah, okay, the person who received the letter, she got them, but there's no one there right now.
I see.
Je ne suis pas en mesure de pouvoir vous donner une réponse.
Encore, s'il vous plaît, un plus lentement.
Je ne suis pas en mesure de pouvoir vous donner une réponse.
Oui, she's not able to give you an answer right now.
Fine. I want to tell her that we wanted her to have our telephone number because we unfortunately did not include it, and also our mailing address in case they wanted to cable us an answer.
Okay. Madame?
Oui?
Monsieur Martin veut que vous avez notre adresse et aussi notre numéro de téléphone.
Oui, bien sûr.
Oui? How do you give it, Mr. Martin, with the area code?
Yes.
Okay. Madame? Le numéro de téléphone, c'est 2.
Give the EDS number.
Ah, bon.
Also, tell her now that I'm referring to the second letter, which was mailed to her on Sunday, this past Sunday, the same time that the cable was sent to her. It included all details of plans to be discussed.
Madame? Monsieur Martin parle d'une deuxième lettre qu'il vous a sondé samedi et il a contenu tous les détails.
Oui.
Oui. Vous comprenez?
Oui, d'accord.
Oui, she agrees. She knows that.
Okay, very good. That's the main thing because there were two letters and I wanted to make sure she had them both. Tell her that she can call that number at any time when they want to make an appointment or cable, whichever is best for them.
Okay. Madame, vous pouvez téléphoner le numéro de téléphone quelque temps. N'importe quel temps.
D'accord.
Bon, d'accord?
D'accord.
Bon, okay.
And collect, if they like.
Et nous vous payer.
D'accord.
Bon? D'accord, okay.
Madame Baby, merci.
D'accord.
Tell her thank you very much.
Okay, merci bien, madame. Ça c'est tout, madame, merci bien. Allô?
I think she said au revoir.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Murphy.
How are you, sir?
Good.
How did it go yesterday?
It went very well.
That's good.
It started off kind of slow, but it worked out real well. And
there wasn't a bunch of antagonism or anything?
No, it was some good, tough questions, and he did very well. He did 40 punches to him, with them, or
mm-hmm.
for them,
mm-hmm.
from them.
That's good.
I think that the board seems much more, well, I say favorable. I don't mean it that way, but they're of course, they're more conservative and they're basically more hardliner than the other boards have been.
Right, right.
But I thought it went very, very well.
That's good. Iris Powers came through call from the airport and said she was rushing, trying to get there in time for it. And so forth. I don't know if she did or not, but I was just anxious to hear how it went.
Yes.
Hopefully there were no eruptions.
that type thing.
Nope, there sure weren't.
That's great.
And I think that I think we're in pretty good shape for a while. There, I wouldn't venture to guess what's going to happen at the next national meeting, assuming the problem isn't solved. Then, excuse me a second.
Sure.
Can you have this thing red tagged, hand carried over to Kissinger's shop? I think that they mentioned that that there was considerable pressure for them to have a meeting in May, but that there was additional pressure in building to move it up to March. So I don't know. I
imagine that I would guess that has come about as a result of bargaining with the other faction that was trying to build within, so that they could have themselves heard prior to any political campaign.
I think so. I think that
of course I hope to heck something is done by
that's what I was going to say. I hope it's all solved by that time, but
yeah.
If it isn't, why, I think we got a problem, severe one.
I've heard, have you heard anything about somebody planning to file a suit against the government, some wife or something?
No, I hadn't heard that, but that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what
I don't think
I'm amazed somebody, they haven't thought of it before this.
Yeah.
I really am.
Okay, Don.
Yes,
have
sir.
A nice weekend.
Well,
are you going down south with the man?
No, he's down there. It's my in-law's 50th wedding anniversary, so
beautiful.
I'm going up there for that.
Beautiful. By the way, I ran into, in California, a man by the name of Frank, Fleet. Anyhow, he's very close to Ingelsen and the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And had many good things to say about your interest and staying close, and said that the lad with Craig is just doing great.
I went to that funeral up there.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
right. I've got it now.
Oh, I've forgotten this.
He was isn't he an airline pilot or something?
Yes,
yeah,
that's right, American airline pilot.
Yeah.
And he did tell me, which I did not know, that they did get, the message was delivered to Roger.
That his wife had died.
Right.
Yeah.
And they surmised because...
Doing clear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Paris?
Yes?
This is Overseas New York. Could you ring me a number in Paris, please?
Yes.
We're calling anyone that speaks English.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't know why. Hello, Paris?
Hi.
Yeah, this is Overseas New York. Could you ring for me in Paris? We need anyone who speaks English.
326
6435.
6435.
Thank you.
Maybe she would let you, speak?
Yes, I had a number on the line just now, but you see, I don't speak French.
See.
So whoever it is answer, she told me she do not speak English, and she just hang up, although I told her I need somebody who could speak English.
I see.
Thank you.
What did you say?
I had the number on the line just now, but the person do not speak English.
They normally have someone who speaks English.
They have to.
Yes.
I cannot get this number. Hello. Hello.
Yes, Paris. Yes, Paris. Mr. Martin.
That's quite all right.
Hello, Tom?
Yes, Paris? Yes, Paris?
Will you verify the number? I cannot get it. Will you verify the number?
There's a working
number. Number, Paris.
Just one minute, I verify the number.
Okay, thank you. I had a number on the line. Trying to verify the number now.
Oh, it's a working number. I've talked to it many times.
I had it on the line just now.
Sure.
And the woman, she told me she do not speak English.
Confirmation. Hello?
Hello. Is there someone there who speaks English, please?
Is that the number? Hello? Hello? Hello, Paris?
There is someone on the line.
I know somebody's on the line, but I don't know. But I think Paris said she was verifying the number.
Hello?
Yes, what happened?
Just 1 minute, please. Okay. I cannot get the number. I verified it.
All right, thank you, Paris. Yes, Paris?
Yes? Just one.
Alors, the number is busy very fast.
Busy? Hello, Mr. Martin?
Yes.
He said the number is busy verified.
That's very strange.
It's impossible.
Could we try again in 10 minutes, because I'm on a pressing schedule here to try to complete this, because we're running out of time on that side of the... It's now 5 until 5 over there.
Well, all right. I will call you back in 10 minutes.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Paris.
Mr. Martin.
Hello, Mr. Martin.
Yes.
On that call to Paris, we had the number on the line.
Yes.
And he said there's no one there now to speak English. No, no, later.
Did he indicate when? What is later?
No, he says not now. He says later. No one there to speak English. Just a minute. Let me see if I can get the operator on the line to ask him.
Good. Was he aware who was calling?
Yes. Hold on.
Thank you.
Yes, Paris, at this number we're calling for anyone that speaks English.
Oui, on veut parler avec quelqu'un qui parle anglais.
Let them know who is calling, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Nobody speaks English.
Let them know.
Will someone be there that speaks English, Paris?
Let them know who is calling, operator.
He says the offices are closed.
I know, but let them know who is calling, please. Murphy,
Paris,
Martin, in Dallas.
Would you tell him that it's a Mr. Martin calling from Texas?
Yes, but nobody is here to speak English. All the offices are closed.
When will the office open again?
When will the office be open again, Paris?
Well, tomorrow morning, I suppose. Hold on.
Well, ask him.
Ask him tomorrow, Saturday. Ask him, when will they be open again?
Only Monday.
Sir, he says Monday. Mr. Martin?
Yes.
On Monday.
Yes, only Monday, sir.
Very good. Will there be someone who speaks English at that time?
Oh, yes, Monday, yes. But not at this time, because it's already past 6.
Very good.
Thank you, Paris.
The offices are closed.
Thank you so much, operator. I appreciate so deeply your help.
Right, you want this canceled out, sir?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you, Paris. Bye-bye.
One moment, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello? Hold on a second, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, Paris.
No, but they're speaking French here.
Hmm?
No, but they're speaking French for the moment.
No, I said I want somebody who speaks English. English.
Speaking English, yes. Oh, dear. No, nobody's speaking English, New York.
Oh, hello, sir.
Yes.
Only French.
There's nobody that speaks English.
Tell them, let them know, operator, that it's Mr. Martin calling, then end. That on Friday, they said if I would call at this hour today, there would be someone who would speak English.
Okay, hello, Paris.
Yeah?
Listen, Paris, would you tell them that a Mr. Martin called? Monsieur Martin.
Mister?
Monsieur Martin.
Mr. Martin?
Martin, yes.
Yes, Mr. Martin is calling from New York.
Where are you calling him, sir?
Dallas.
Dallas, Texas. He's calling from Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but after that.
But tell them that they said for me to call today. I called on Friday. They said there would be someone who would speak English there today.
Paris, well, tell them that they told them to call today, and there will be someone speaking English. Someone will be there who speaks English today.
Hold on. Hmm? Excuse me, Monsieur Martin, qui appelle de Dallas, au Texas.
Il y avait personne que nous n'avons pas, nous ne pouvons pas prendre rendez-vous parce que nous n'avons pas le temps en ce moment.
Vous ne pouvez pas prendre de rendez-vous parce que vous n'avez pas le temps en ce moment.
Voilà.
Mais là, c'est quoi exactement ici là? C'est un.
Une délégation du Vietnam.
Ah oui. Attendez, ne quittez pas. The person I'm calling said to me. We cannot take any acquaintance for the moment.
Oh, I see.
Attendez, pourquoi vous ne pouvez pas prendre rendez-vous? Parce que vous êtes très occupé, c'est ça,
oui.
Hein? Because we are very engaged.
Well, Charles, listen.
Yeah, and the person cannot take any acquaintance for the moment.
But I don't get that, any acquaintance for the moment.
I suppose Mr. Martin is calling for an acquaintance, no?
No, I'm not calling. An acquaintance?
Hello, sir.
Yes, I'm not calling for an acquaintance.
Hello, Paris.
Yes, New York.
He is not calling for an acquaintance.
He is calling for
He's
an
not.
Acquaintance?
He is not. No.
What exactly?
We just want to speak to someone who speaks English, Paris.
Écoutez, non, il n'appelle pas pour un rendez-vous, hein?
Pourquoi il appelle?
Eh bien, justement, j'essaie de lui demander. J'ai dit, mais pourquoi appelle-t-il alors? Mais il n'y a rien à faire. Écoutez, peut-être serait-il mieux d'appeler un moment où quelqu'un serait susceptible de lui répondre en anglais. Il n'y a personne à n'importe quelle heure que nous appelions, il n'y a personne de susceptible. Mais même demain.
Allô?
Oui.
Oui. Qu'est-ce qu'il demandait alors sur la lettre?
But the person wants to know exactly what did you want exactly. What do you want?
Hello,
to know?
Sir.
Yes.
She wants to know exactly. What do you want?
Yes.
All right. I am calling as a follow-up to cables and mail.
Hello, Paris.
And which said that I would call and speak to them regarding the subject in the mail.
Hello, Paris.
Quelqu'un qui parle anglais?
Operator? Operator.
To ring only Thursday.
Thursday. Hello, sir. Hello, sir.
Yes.
She said for you to call back Thursday.
Thursday?
Yes, about this a mail.
About the mail.
Yes, she said call back.
Call back or be there. There's
call.
A difference.
Call Thursday.
Call Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Bye.
6 months. I was there on August 15th.
Right.
And the other, that the elections to determine the government for South Vietnam should be set up by a provisional government which would carry on the elections under international supervision, and that President Chu should not be part of that provisional government that set up the elections. We were surprised that President Nixon didn't accept this offer, really.
Hmm.
Because, you see, he had said he wanted the return of the prisoners, safe withdrawal, and a reasonable chance for the South Vietnamese to determine their own political future.
Mm-hmm.
She said, we're giving him this, provided he will actually withdraw within 6 months and won't have arrangements whereby Thieu might continue illegally in power
mm-hmm.
through his machinations. She said, we thought we'd hear back. And we just don't understand. I think she asked me if I could tell her what the United States hadn't answered.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talked to the U.S. delegate, and he said, but Madam Bin has not made it clear whether we have to accept this whole package. There are not just the 2 points. There are about 7 different points.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have to go back on the legitimate government of a friendly power that we've been supporting. And we don't know what the government might take its place. Well, if you've ever been in labor negotiations, as I've been from time to time, you know that you don't just turn down a thing. When somebody makes a presentation, the other side asks atrocious demands often, and you sit down and talk and find out what they really want.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, and I say apparently because there may have been things going on behind the scenes, but I tried to find out if there were. But apparently, there's no behind-the-scenes contacts to try to find out what they really want and what they would settle for. And I gather that...
I know that in private groups trying to ascertain this, and of course, we feel very strongly, and I don't know how you feel, but we feel very strongly that all of this should be handled in a negotiation country to country or countries to countries. And there should not be a need for organizations such as ours or perhaps organizations such as yours that, you know, should be done. But since apparently they're on dead center there, and is at least from what we can see publicly, there has been very little movement. Perhaps the necessity for our trying to determine what you just mentioned. What is it they really want? And is whatever they want something that can be brought about by an organization such as yours or ours or the pressures, you see, or clarifications or whatever connotation one must place on it?
Yeah. Well, Mr. Martin, I think that what they want is complete withdrawal of U.S. troops, all foreign troops,
mm-hmm.
and that they're going to be pretty adamant in trying to get that.
Well, now that there has been the election in the South,
yes.
or the referendum, or whatever one wants to call it, now that that has passed, do you think it forecloses the possibility of their 7-point plan?
No, I don't think so.
With two still there. In other words, their explanation to you was that new elections, after a withdrawal date has been set.
New elections, yes, after a withdrawal date has been set.
Mm-hmm. To be presided over by international commissions of some sort.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, they have no confidence in Chu, and neither do I, for that matter,
mm-hmm.
Because there have been so many indications of corruption in the electoral process. It really means that they are trying to get us to say we won't support the present Saigon government.
Mm-hmm.
We'll leave it up to the South Vietnamese. I have a number of friends that have been with the International Voluntary Service or with the Quakers,
mm-hmm.
and I gather from them that there have been a great many non-communists who are very much nationalists, who have gone over to the Viet Cong because they hate the Americans more than they hate the communists. And that if it were set up so that Thieu would not have the dictatorial power that he now has, but so there would be some fair elections, that a number of these people would be likely to come out and work for candidates that were non-communist and that were also nationalists.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to me to be one of the cruxes of the problem.
Did Mrs. Ben, did you speak with her in particular about the prisoner of war issue, or only as a component of the overall problem?
Only as a component of the overall.
I was leading to the question. We have never been able to explain in our own minds, nor have we had them explain to us in our meetings with them, the reticence on the part of Madam Ben and the NLF, or the PRG, whichever one wants to call it, why they have not issued some sort of list, as the North Vietnamese have, regarding the men that they hold. And they seem to, when this is brought up in conversation, they seem just to walk around it and cast it away by saying at the proper time, such a list will be forthcoming, etc.
Yes. No, I did not get into that.
In your own mind, Mr. Niles, do you think, just putting two and two together, what is your thought about what they really want in the case of the prisoners? Is it truly a withdrawal? Do you feel that they are not going to make any movement whatsoever on the prisoners until a withdrawal date is set?
I would be just guessing. My guess, and it is just a guess, I have no knowledge on that, is that they will say, we expect to do what has been traditionally done in the wars, hold the prisoners until the war is over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's been the traditional thing. That's the kind of thing the Geneva agreements provide. This idea that we can get the prisoners out before the war is over, except for the very sick or wounded, I think the agreements do provide for.
Right, they do
but,
that.
The healthy prisoners are normally held until the end of hostilities.
They have never explained why they continue to hold the sick and wounded, particularly since they have changed their posture, which they have regarding the men. No longer is air pirates or war criminals, but they now, in conversations with us, at least they refer to them as prisoners of war, as we do.
Oh, I didn't know they'd change that.
Well, at least in their conversations with us now, they refer to them as prisoners of war. They no longer refer to them as air pirates or war criminals.
I see.
And now what they do, again, we get into a situation here, what they will say to us or another private group, apparently, sometimes it's different from what they will say at a negotiating session or what they will say at a cocktail party. They will stop short of saying that at a negotiating session, is what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah.
And, of course, I'm sure they must have their reasons for this, as I'm sure our side at the negotiations would probably also stop short of saying some things at the session that they say at cocktail parties or in private meetings.
Yes, yes. Which I think is very natural because
sure.
Those negotiating sessions are so open to the public and as again, the labor negotiations is, you usually don't want to say exactly how far you might be willing to go unless you're sure that you're ready to go that far.
Right. Mr. Niles, you're in Baltimore.
That's right.
What I would... I would like to talk with Ross a bit further and see if perhaps he or I are going to be in those areas, either Baltimore or Washington or New York, any time in the near future and compare it with your schedule at that time
Fine.
And see what it is and see if perhaps we can get together.
Fine.
If I may do that and then get back to you.
Yes, I'm often in New York.
Very good. Let me check with him then. And get back to you and see if we cannot get together and sit and discuss this because, and I think you're quite accurate in it, although we may have some differences along the way, I think our basic thesis is geared to the same target.
Yes.
And because of that, I think there perhaps are some avenues in which we may be able to walk together.
Fine. before I went to Paris, and I was, incidentally, I was on my way to India at the time,
mm-hmm.
Where I was once the deputy director of our aid program.
Right.
And I decided to stop in Paris and try to see some of the peace talk groups. Mm-hmm. So I wrote to Secretary Green, the state, and said that BEM wants to be responsible in its opposition, informed and responsible in its opposition to the government's policies. Will you tell me who to see in Paris at the peace talks? Got back a nice letter from him soon thereafter, and he said that there were some changes in personnel to call the embassy, and he was sure that they'd be glad to arrange at the particular time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So we make no secret of our opposition to the government's policy.
Mm-hmm.
And, but we try to be responsible about it.
Right. What we have done, and I'm sure that you are probably aware, we have tried and continue to and will continue to stay away from the issue of the war proper.
Yes.
Because we realize that it is a very political issue. There are many diverse opinions regarding it. Our prime thrust is geared to trying to get relief for, information about, and the eventual release of the prisoners of war, which we feel to be a humanitarian problem.
Yeah.
Now, some people tie it to the political issue, and we're not naive in saying that perhaps in the long run it will by necessity be tied to it. But we do not want to lose sight of our thrust, and that is aimed at the POW-MIA issue.
Yes.
Because the other is political. We do not want to get involved in the political issue. As such.
Well, now we are definitely involved in the political issue.
Mm-hmm.
We are not tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get hard money,
mm-hmm.
even on, and it is very definitely political. So that I would think that these two objectives might be different approaches that perhaps could be coordinated somewhat in some ways for any particular objective.
And could be fruitful.
It might be.
Mr. Niles, I will be back in touch with you.
Fine.
It's a pleasure talking with you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. Very great to talk with you.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.